Good morning. We continue with our 6 to 10 series on Tshuva, the Or Lashav of Rav Shlomo Volba. And in it, he's been talking about this concept of an Olam HaYedidus, a world of friendship. He pointed out the fact that each of us carries a friendship with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We carry it through the Bris Milah, through the appreciation of Shabbos, and through the appreciation of Tefillin. But Rav Volba goes further, and he points out that this concept of yedidut, whatever you want to call it, is relevant also to the concept of mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro, so much so that when we look at the mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro, each one of the elements of the mitzvos, each one of them, also contains within it a social issue. His favorite example, when we talk about lo sirtzach, don't kill, the Gemara points out that when you turn somebody white as a result of halbanas panim, as a result of embarrassing him or her, that is the same thing as a situation of killing the person. What you're doing in the moment when we embarrass somebody, what we're doing in that moment is we're doing something that is not friendly. The world of friendship is a critical and crucial element. He goes on further and he points out that the same thing is true in regard to stealing. We're told, shol shalom idas. If a person goes ahead and borrows without permission, you don't have to literally steal it for yourself. A person who borrows without permission is a gazlan. And even the way that we do mitzvos, we have a responsibility to do the mitzvos within a framework of yedidos. When we do the mitzvos of Shabbos and Yontif, perhaps we attach to it an element of Hachnasas Orchim or Hachnasas Kala or Bikur Cholim. That is the style of Yedidus. Yedidus means I add an element of friendship within all aspects of my living. And it's not only true for the way that we relate between Jew and Jew, it's true even in the way that we relate to those who are not Jewish. The fact is that the religion of Judaism is functionally different than other religions. Whereas in other religions, ultimately the goal is to preach to the converted. And until you get everyone to be converted, you're really speaking to infidels who are hopefully going to do some form of penance and see the light. Not so when it comes to us. When it comes to our religion, we recognize that not everyone has to be a Jew. Everyone needs to recognize that there's a God in the world. But as long as there is a soul in the world, we have responsibility to show that soul respect. We have responsibility to demonstrate and recognize the Tzelem Elohim that's inside the person. And we also are told to not only recognize it, but to give tzedakah, to engage in our chesed, to do Bikur Cholim, all the things that we would do for any human being. Because to a Jew, that world of friendship, that idea of Olam HaYedidus, extends not only among ourselves to the members of the club, it extends beyond to even those who have not subscribed to the Gold Package membership. We not only have that between mankind, there is also an idea of Yedidus to living creatures, and even to plants. We're told that there's a concept of Tzar Balei Chaim. We're also told that we have a concept by trees about tashchis, not to destroy things. In other words, the main idea of yedidus to society, to nature as a whole, is based on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, alti bas l'chol adam v'alti maflik l'chol davar. Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, don't be disdainful to any human being. Don't be dismissive for anything. Shein lecha adam, shein lo sha'a. Vein lecha davar, shein lo makom. Every person has his 15 minutes of fame, and everything has its place. And if we learn to respect those things, and we learn to see those things, we develop our sense of yedidus. We understand you're here for this purpose, and I'm here for that purpose. And ultimately, our whole purpose as a whole is l'sakein olam b'malchus shakai. We are there to fix God's world, to make it a habitable place for God's kingship. And so therefore, when it comes to the world of Yedidus, says Rav Volba, then we turn around and we find value in everything. If we can get that idea into our heads, if we can look within our world, just open our eyes and turn around and see it differently, to see the world of friendship, to see the world that has a purpose, to see that every person exists, everything exists, we would cut back on a tremendous amount of waste in our lives. And not just the waste of the physical resources, but the waste of the way we spend our time looking at things. And that will certainly change what is otherwise a difficult time into great days. And so everyone have a terrific day.